The Polish shop. Language is the only homeland. I'm in among the pickles and preserves, verdant rows of gherkins and olives, fermented cabbage and stuffed vine leaves. Shades of green, broken by colour bursts of bright yellow sweet corn, scarlet paprika, golden apricots, mandarins and pears. The food is familiar enough, though the labels aren't corresponding to my own palate. Cornicione, olivka, kapusta, slodka, kukurica, morel. Same food as English, with Polish names, the manager explains helpfully. It tastes better in your own language. He has a point. It's not just the visuals, rather the words and their associations that arouse and stimulate the senses. Here, in this home away from home, Obiazzi Trevano Ovini evokes the same warmth and familiarity as a roast beef dinner. Sauce pours like gravy on the Sunday roast. Un bozos cremne creme carries the refreshing summer taste of peaches and cream. Names indelibly fixed in a time and place. When I hear the word trifle, I'm back at my grandparents on Ferguson Street. The gingham tablecloth, granddad in the armchair puffing his pipe. Sedate, soporific. The floral carpet, the china cabinet, the crucifix on the wall. Then mention shepherd's pie and I'm home, ensconced on the sofa with a tray on my lap, pushing a fork through a crimped toasted potato lid, releasing steam through buttery vents. Alone in the aisle, the decades slip by. I'm lifting and coasting through the lexicon now. Chocolate eclairs, ice buns, pilchards, carnation milk. I'm having afternoon tea with relatives long deceased, all whistling kettles, ash buckets and mangles. I see my fellow shoppers' tender cuts of miezzo and sweet sticky budinier, subconsciously returning them to their firesides of Krakow and Warsaw. Our lives running parallel, separated only by the shape and sounds of words, the memories they inform. Language is the closest place to home.